So let's get going because there's a lot to cover. So let me, please allow me to introduce Laura Booker. As you know, she's already part of the WSA team as our lead business connector, but she also holds a very impressive background. She's an award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, author, mentor. She's a professional skier and marathon runner. She has over 17 years of marketing and sales experience. She's a complete born entrepreneur. She's represented Canada on many trade missions to Mexico, Spain, and the United States. She's studied four languages and contributes her international success to her professional relationship building skills, in which she has developed many joint venture partnerships around the globe. Having worked across Canada and internationally for over a decade, she's best known for her new market entry and brand awareness skills using unique word-of-mouth marketing strategies. And this is really where I have never met anybody more gifted in this area than Laura, for sure. Her passion for sharing word-of-mouth marketing techniques shines through on every stage and in every project she takes on. If people aren't talking about you or your brand, they should be. So let me know. Let's bring on Laura right now because she has some great stuff to share with you. So welcome to the call, Laura.
Thank you so much, Gail. I appreciate that. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you fellow Premier members. A shout out goes out to all of you who I've chatted with previously on the WSA Associate Member calls. I know there's a few of you on the call, so hello there. I'm so excited that you've joined me, sister members, and you're part of this amazing organization. I totally look forward to sharing with you ways on how we can harness and extend the reach of the eSpeaker profile and what it has to offer you today. So first off, what I'd like to do is just kind of gauge who we have on the call with us today to learn more about where you're at. So I'm going to do a quick poll. I'd like to just get a feeling for where you're at. So based on the four options I'm going to give you, press the one that most resonates with you. So press 1 on your keypad if you joined to get more exposure. Press 2 on your keypad if you joined WSA to be found by meeting planners from around the globe. Press 3 if you join to learn more about the business growth ideas, potentially the speaking industry. Or press 4 if you join to connect with other passionate professionals like yourself. So once again, press 1 for more exposure, 2 to get found by meeting planners, 3 for more business growth ideas, or 4 to connect with passionate professionals.
Oh,
so I'm seeing all those results come in, eh, Gail?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So look at that. Okay. So we have a lot of interesting here. Okay, we have about 20% for connecting, 40 for exposure. Wow, it's coming in really great here. Thank you so much for all your sharing. It gives me an idea of who we have on the call and what you're here for or why you did join. But let me tell you, you're all in luck because that's what the eSpeaker profile offers. So I'm really excited that you took the time to invest in yourself today because what you're going to learn in the next hour will definitely open the door for more opportunities, growth opportunities for you and your business. So like Gail said, the agenda for today's call is we're going to spend the first 15 or 20 minutes learning about the benefits and how to leverage your eSpeaker profile. Then what we're going to be doing is placing you into a few breakout groups so we can brainstorm and mastermind and support each other around the keywords that are going to help you get found with your profile. And then at the end of the call, what we're going to do is we're going to bring everybody back together and we're going to be having a powwow Q&A session, which is usually my favorite part because this is where we all get to learn from all our Premier member experiences and professional levels. So During this call, please have a pen and piece of paper handy to jot down any learning notes you have, contact information for other members that you might be connecting with, any future action steps that you want to take to implement in your business. And also, you can keep track of any questions that pop up for you, and we can ask, be going over any of those during the Q&A session. So let's get started with the overview of your complimentary eSpeaker Starter membership. So how many of you have a Facebook profile? Press 1 on your keypad if you have a Facebook profile. If I don't see 1 by everybody, it's probably – okay, yeah, I pretty much figured that would be a safe question to ask. So, and where do you get found or where do you find the Facebook profile? You find the Facebook profile at Facebook.com, right? Well, did you know that when you have your eSpeaker profile and it's set up, it can be found on several website directories all over, up to 80 actually, 20 primary ones, but there is a potential on 80 different sites, which get hundreds of thousands of viewers each month. So this is what I'm going to be covering and going over a little bit so that you can just understand the power that your eSpeaker profile has for you. So first off, obviously when you have your profile up, you can be found on the WSA Women Speakers Association directory. Under the Find a Speaker tab on the main website, when you have your profile up, this is where you're able to find your sister members, learn more about them, and even feature yourself on the WSA website. But not only that, because eSpeakers is connected to so many other organizations, you're also found on websites like MPI, which is Meeting Planners International. On the resource tab on their website, this is an organization where meeting planners hang out and convene for their collaboration in the meeting industry. So the people who will call you to book you for speaking gigs, eSpeaker profile directory is implemented right into their website. So it's a no-brainer. It just you need to have this profile up there on the web, as well as you're automatically found and implemented into the GSF directory, which is the grandfather, I call it, of the speaking organization, any organizations or associations around the globe. So this gives you the added exposure to position yourself as a professional speaker or someone that has a message that they want to share. So these are just a few of the many, many different organizations. I can tell you, I just looked at my stats within my personal eSpeaker profile, and I have, in the last 30 days, have had over 252 profile views. I've had thousands and thousands of profile views, but just in the last 30 days, almost 300. So, I mean, you want to have your profile up there so that you can get exposure, because every time somebody views your profile, they see your face, they see the link between your topic expertise and your name, and they see you as a professional. So that's really great. So not only does your eSpeaker profile offer you additional presence and the traffic generated by those specific websites, it also increases your Google ranking. So because eSpeaker is connected and linked with so many other websites around the globe, they are very highly ranked within Google because they get so many searches. So when you have your eSpeaker profile populated accordingly, you will also show up at the top of any of the search engines. I don't know if you remember this, Gail, but remember we did a search from one of our premier members, and she was featured on, you know, one of those
the BBC.
BBC, CNN, newscasts, and we were searching for her, and boom, her eSpeaker profile showed up above these huge – yeah. It was we were really pleasantly surprised. So I mean, the benefits from the Google search engine opportunities there is great. And so obviously, the benefits of that is that you're found a lot easier. And we've even had members fill their events using their profile, as well as use it as a marketing tool to send to potential clients to feature themselves. You know, maybe they don't have a website and they want to have an online presence. they're able to just send their link to the potential prospect. We've even had members tell us that they've secured speaking engagements up to $20,000 bookings. So it's a real benefit, and I know I don't have to tell many of you that, but I just wanted to kind of set the stage for what you're learning today, because it's definitely going to set you apart from your competition. So let's get started in the next area of how do you get started and set up with your profile. So as you know, you get a complimentary starter membership with your eSpeaker Premier membership. And how do you find that? Well, you should all be able to log into your members area. And I would definitely suggest that you have that username and password close by or saved in there because it is readily needed on a regular basis to be able to access all your benefits for I'm kind of putting in my little toot there for membership benefits, Gail, because you know you always want to be able to get access to that back end so you can leverage those benefits that are there. So once you're in your member area, you know there's those four main tabs across the top. You want to click on the Get Seen, Booked, and Paid tab. And then within the very first link in that section, you're going to see the link that says Post Your Profile to Your Online Member Directory. And so that's the link that you're going to click on, and you're going to have access to have all kinds of information on how to access your profile, how to get it set up. You're going to have two videos to watch. So if you do have any questions whatsoever, the technical support information is also on that page with the 888-800 number as well as the email for eSpeakers, support at eSpeakers.com if you have any technical questions with regards to setting your profile. But it's all very neatly explained to you in that tab. And there's two videos, like I was saying. So the first video is all about your account setup and how you will enter your credit card to get your account set up. And you'll be given a promotional code which will zero out that. Because normally, if you were to get your eSpeaker profile, it would cost you $180 each year. But you get it complimentary with your premium membership. So that's a definite bonus there. And then video number two is your eSpeaker profile setup. So I just want to cover a few areas in there that you might not know about before we jump into our breakout session. So first off, you're obviously going to want to upload your profile picture. And this is should be a professional headshot. As you all may know, that you want to have something that is clear, crisp, depicts you, your current state, not something that was taken 10, 15 years ago, that type of thing. You want to kind of have maybe shoulder and up. You want to be able to see your beautiful face. I think it's really important, and you can agree with me, Gail, it's nice to see the eyes of the person in the photo, right? You know, it really makes a connection with who you're going to be hiring with. So it's good. I've seen even some of my clients, you know, you don't want kitchen cabinets or a broom handle in the background of your picture just because you like what it, you know, your smile or your hair on that particular picture, because it just doesn't set the tone appropriately. So again, making sure you have a professional photo, profile picture is important. Your contact information is you're going to be able to fill out all that information. So when you're in your contact information, you can include lots of various detail, but make sure that it's crisp, current, and to the point, because if people aren't able to get in touch with you and it's your email that you check on a regular basis, they're not going to be able to link to you through your profile. The next section when you're setting up your profile is the search engine keywords. And these are keywords that the Google search engines are going to be looking for. So this is kind of like meta tags, metadata that you're going to want to put in here. So filling out this information is key. So either talking over with your marketing professional or having a list, a go-to list that you want to have in there, you want to populate that because it'll increase your findability online. The next section will be your expertise topics. So you have an option to link yourself to six different topic areas, expertise topics. And these are preset in the dropdown. So you cannot add specific ones. You can only pick from the list, and you have a choice of six. I would encourage you to pick and fill all six, because the whole eSpeaker website is based on a search engine base. So obviously the more expert topics that you have linked to yourself, the more opportunity it would give you to be found when searches are done. Next up on your profile is the fee range, and this gives you the opportunity to highlight profile yourself for what would you charge for a speaking engagement. Now, the speaking industry and the fee topic is a big one. It's all over the map. You can hire a personal speaking coach, or you can put a post in the Facebook group, garner some various opinions, or maybe go with what has worked for you in the past. There's various information you can, or opinions out there as far as fee ranges for what you should put and how you should capture. I will tell you that the eSpeaker profile, again, is all based on search. There is a parameter that you're able to adjust. So just say somebody, a meeting planner's budget is $3,500. They can go in and say, I want to see speakers that have a fee range of 0 to 4,000. And only the people that have a fee range for that amount will show up in their search criteria. So you can strategize in various ways. I personally, if you want to know my strategy, is I have a fee range of $500 to $10,500. And the reason for that is because I do nonprofit organizations as well. And I charge a minimum of $500 for those organizations and up towards various thousands. So I want to be able to capture many organizations that may like the topic that I offer. So some people only charge, say, between $8,000 and $15,000. It's going to be up to you. But the larger range that you pick, the more you're going to show up. You can also have the contact me for more info if you'd like. But once again, sometimes depending on, you know, it's kind of like going to a store and shopping. If the price isn't on it, you just put it back down on the shelf and move on, right? So it just gives you a little bit more options for featuring yourself. You can also, a little suggestion would make, to look for other people, other speakers with your same topics and what they are, fee ranges are, topics, people in your area, and then market yourself accordingly to that way. So the next section in setting up your eSpeaker profile is your bio area. So there's a two areas with your bio. You have a one-liner bio for your eSpeaker profile. Again, this is all based on keywords and very, very important. It's only one sentence that you can have there, and it's featured right at the top by your picture profile. So once again, that's going to be a very important one-liner phrase that you want to capture the meeting planner's attention right off the bat. Your full bio itself is more extended, obviously, and is based on keywords. So not only will people be able to, the people booking or searching for you will set the search engine for various fee ranges or topic expertise, they could also filter the searches by specific keywords. So for instance, Olympics. If they wanted to see, I only want to see the speakers on eSpeakers that have a price range between $3,000 and $8,000 that have the word Olympics somewhere in their presentation. It narrows it down. Or maybe they're looking for, you know, the word diabetes or digital marketing or the word funny. Like, if your bio doesn't have these key specific words that either represents you, your topic, your presentation style, any certifications or special news kind of worthy words that somebody might search for, then you're not going to show up in the search engine. So that's going to be very, very important to have. A few other ways that you can use eSpeaker profile to leverage for more exposure is, once again, linking it to your website itself, or if you have a speaker page on your website, you could either have, you know, janedoe.com/ speaker or /media, and then link your profile directly to that page. It's a very vast, populated, fully very nice layout profile, so it would benefit you to link it to your website. You can also post your link to your e-signature, email signature, or include it on your LinkedIn profile as well. That's an important way. You know, you want to go back two ways. You want to share your profile link with as many people as you can on many of your online social presences, like, you know, your regular LinkedIn, Facebook, that type of thing, but also through your website. You can have it on any of your print marketing material, like your Speaker One sheet, or include in your marketing speaker marketing kit. So there's lots of opportunities to highlight and profile e-speakers, and I would encourage you to have the logo again as well on your website or at the bottom of your signature on any of your newsletter, that type of thing, to leverage the professional exposure that you get with it. So this brings us to the very important topic, which I kept mentioning over and over again, which is the search keyword function. So this is really how people are going to be able to find you on your profile. Have you ever done a keyword search for you or your business, the industry or the topic? And who has shown up under that search? You'd be very surprised to see if you actually do, or if any of your competitors or fellow speakers in that specific industry show up. So it's a good exercise that I suggest you all do, is go and do a little benchmarking as far as searching for some keywords. But what we're going to do right now is do a little bit of a breakout exercise on how others